Yes, friend, this is the day. Oh, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So good to see you. Happy Sunday. Joey Kroll with you. Welcome to yet another edition of Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. And Sunday Worship just celebrates Jesus. That's the point of the program. We lift up and magnify the name of Jesus. We focus on his words, scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. So, friend, I encourage you, wherever you may be right now, in the car, at home, listening online, let's celebrate Jesus. Let's prepare our hearts here today on the Lord's Day.
I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died. My richest gain
Sunday. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. I hope you're having yourself a great weekend. They sure go by a little too quickly, don't they? They need a slow down button somewhere. Somebody needs to invent that, just to slow things down just a little. Hey, have you ever seen the movie Amazing Grace? I think it came out a few years ago. It was set in the late 1700s. It tells the story of William Wilberforce, a politician who was driven by his faith in Christ to commit his money and energy to abolishing the slave trade in England. And in one scene, this was really neat, Wilberforce's butler finds him praying. And the butler asks, "You found God, sir?" Wilberforce responds, "I think he found me." You know, friend, the Bible says there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks after God. They have all turned aside, Romans chapter 3. And friend, that's why Jesus came. We would never seek him. So he came seeking us. Jesus declared his ministry with the words, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same. By the power of the name El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Echam Kana Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through your love and through the realm, you saved the son of Abraham. Through the power of your hand, turn the sea into dry land. To the outcast on her knees, you were the God who really sees. And by your might, you set your children free. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same. By the power of the name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Echam Kana Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Though the people couldn't see what Messiah ought to be, though your word contained the plan, they just could not understand. Your most awesome work was done through the frailty of your son. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same. By the power of the name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Echam Kana Adonai. I will praise you till I die, El Shaddai.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
for you, Lord, to sing your praise. You are our everything, the Ancient of Days. Take joy in what you hear as we lift up your name. We come to glorify your name. We come to glorify, glorify, glorify your name. We come to glorify, glorify, glorify your name. We come before you, Lord, to sing your praise. You are our everything, the Ancient of Days. Take joy in what you hear as we lift up your name. We come to glorify your name. We come to glorify.
Romans 15 verse 7 says, accept one another then just as Christ accepted you in order to bring praise to God. You know, in the late 1800s, early 1900s, a familiar sight greeted ships as they pulled into the port of Savannah, Georgia. That sight was Florence Martis, the waving girl. And for 44 years, Florence greeted the great ships from around the world, waving a handkerchief by day or a lantern by night. And today, a statue of Florence and her faithful dog stands in Savannah's Morrill Park, permanently welcoming incoming vessels. How cool is that? You know, friend, there is something in a warm welcome that speaks of acceptance. And in Romans 15, verse 7, Paul urges his readers to accept one another. Our acceptance of our fellow believers in Christ demonstrate more than just our love for one another. It reflects the great love of the one who has permanently welcomed us into his family.
Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me. So I will open up my heart and let the healing set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, so I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing of when your love came down.
I can sing of your love forever. I can sing of your love.
Over the mountains and the sea, your
understand me.
Oh, yes, Jesus, we worship you today. We lift up and magnify your name. Friend, I do thank you so much for letting me tag along with you as part of your Sunday here on Sunday Worship. And you can always catch up with me, by the way. I love hearing from you, Joey at greatnewsradio.org. A deadly jungle spider has migrated to the U.S. and is killing people. Well, that was the story that was sent to me in an email and to others on their email list. And the story surrounded lots of scientific names and real-life situations. But when I checked on the story on a reliable website, I found out it was a hoax. There is no such killer spider that migrated and that is killing people in the U.S. today. You know, a group of first-century believers living in Macedonia understood the importance of confirming what they were hearing. The folks in Berea received the word with all the readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. And you can read about that in Acts 17:10 to 13. They were listening to Paul and they wanted to make sure what he was saying lined up with the teachings of the Old Testament. Perhaps he was telling them that there was evidence in the Old Testament that the Messiah would suffer and die for sin. They needed to verify that with the source. When we hear spiritual ideas that disturb us, unfortunately there's a lot of them out there, we need to be cautious. We can search the scriptures for ourselves, listen to trustworthy sources, and seek wisdom from Jesus, our Lord. God's truth stands any test.
Who here among us has not been broken? Who here among us is without guilt or pain? So oft abandoned by our transgressions, if such a thing as grace exists, then grace was made for lives like this.
Oh, God.
listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
How can I say thanks for the things you have done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude, all that I am and ever hope to be. I owe it all right now to thee. To God be the glory, to God be the glory, to God be the glory for the things He has done. Just let me live my things in orbit. He runs to the weary, the worn and the weak, and the same gentle hands that hold me when I'm broken, they conquer death to bring
I love this song. Nicole C. Mullen and My Tribute to God be the glory. Well, friend, coming up tomorrow, you're invited to tune in to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. That gets underway 7:32 a.m. Central Time tomorrow morning. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus.